The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Building bitachon in the home with brachas. Shalom Avrocha. We're talking about we're talking in the family. I want to mention something which I speak about every once in a while, and such an important thing and such a easy thing to do if we put some energy into it. This, when we're talking about bitachon basically means living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives on a day-to-day basis, hour-to-hour basis, minute-to-minute basis, second-to-second basis. The more we actually feel that we're with Hashem always, we'll have that peace of mind that comes in bitachon. The easiest way that, or the easiest and the most natural way that Chazal already set up for us is the concept of brachas. When we make a bracha, we're basically taking an act which is just part of the day and transforming it to an act of connecting with Hashem. A person eats something. So without a bracha, without paying attention to the bracha, he's saying it's just eating. With a bracha, he's appreciating this wonderful food that Hashem made, perfectly designed for his needs, his physical needs, his energy, the taste that it has, all the shleimus that's involved when we make a bracha on a mitzvah. We appreciate that we're the chosen nation of Hashem that we're giving the Torah to uplift us. Today, before today, Rav Volder, the Mashgiach, was such a great machanech. Used to tell people that when you bake brachas at home, make them out loud. Because if you mutter them under your breath, you're not giving any message to your children one way or the other. If anything, you're giving a message that bracha is not such an important thing because they don't even hear or see you making the bracha. It's just muttered under your breath. And it's very hard for them to grow up with that appreciation of the concept of the bracha, the constant connection to Hashem. If you make them out loud, then a child, even as a two-year-old, he says, what's going on? My parents are talking to themselves. Can't be. Oh, they're talking to Hashem. Why are they talking to Hashem? Then they realize before the parent eats, they talk to Hashem. When they come back from the bathroom, they talk to Hashem. When they do a mitzvah. So it gives a different atmosphere in the household. And we know that a household is the source of all the values of our children. And the biggest chesed we could do to our children is having the parents together creating that atmosphere that is conducive for the children to grow up with Avos Hashem and Avos HaTorah and Mitzvahs and Midas Tovus. And it starts with this appreciation and connection to Hashem. So I heard many years ago, I'm pretty sure I heard it from the Rav Yehuda Tzadka, or it was a Hesped on Rav Yehuda Tzadka, one of the Goyle Svadi Rosh Hashidus. And they said, nice Asa, of when you say a bracha, to the end of the bracha, we know what it is. But first, a bracha, to start getting yourself used to saying it the right way. Which means, often, the natural way we say brachas is, it's one word. Just rattle off the whole thing without even paying attention to what we're saying. And we lose out the whole thing, because that is basically the bracha where we're putting ourselves opposite or in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Kol HaLashon.
Just a blah, 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 blah. We didn't say anything. So he said it's the right way to do this is to split it up into three parts. And these three parts are the three yesodos of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the 13 animamins are based on these three things. So Yabachat Hashem is the first one. Elokeinu is the second part. Melech HaOlam. If it's too much for us to do it many brachas, if we could just pick once a day, to take one bracha and do it this way. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. What's Baruch Atah Hashem? Baruch Atah Hashem is that Baruch, I recognize that everything in this world emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atah, you're close to me. I'm talking to you like a son to a father. And Hashem is Hashem, Havai Hashem Rachamim. So Baruch and Baruch Hashem basically was saying we have a close relationship with you, Hashem, and everything's from you. So that's already, before I even thank Hashem for something specific, I refresh that special kesher between me and HaKadosh Baruch, how much HaKadosh Baruch cares for me and loves me, as Rachamim on me. That's number one, the closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch, the goodness that we get from HaKadosh Baruch, the chasodim from HaKadosh Baruch. Elikeinu is the second thing. Elikeinu is our God, conjugated nu, Elikeinu. What does it mean, our God? It means there's a special hashgacha on every one of us in Klal Yisrael. The second point we bring to life, I realize Hashem is always with me. It's not just like the Moshe, you have a great uncle that loves you, but you see him once every few years. Every second of a life, that Hashem, which is full of rachamim and chesed and ava, is every second he's with us, Elokeinu, he's constantly with us. And the third one is Melech Olam. You're the almighty, the most powerful king in the world. And that is the third thing that is mashlim, the greatness of Hashem. If we have these three things clear, we'd always have peace of mind, because we know that this is what we are. We are those people that have that loving, close father to son relationship with Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem never forsakes us. He's always with us. Every second of a life, Elokeinu. We never have to feel something is out of control, because it's always under the control of Hashem. And the third one, we're afraid about somebody too powerful that's going to somehow do something to overpower Hashem. It's not true. Hashem is Melech Olam. He's the most powerful, the strongest of everybody. So that's, like I said, if we can start off even one bracha a day, I think this will be better than a lot of the eitzes that people are giving nowadays, what type of chizukim to make. All kinds of, it's very interesting to notice all kind of interesting chizukim come up. And most of them don't do anything because either they're not real or they're not practical. And what I'm bringing you is something, no chiddush, it's something we're doing anyway, but we're putting life into something that very often is dry. And something that's so powerful and there's not being energized, now we're putting energy into it. Then we're changing our lives, we're changing our families, and we're changing our kesher between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we should be zeichem yes Hashem, like I said, if you could even do one bracha a day with this style. Baruch Atah Hashem. Ava Rachamim, our Father who loves us and gives us everything. Elokeinu is constantly watching us 24/7 from the day we're born to the last day of our lives. Melech Olam, more powerful than any other force in the world. That's the God that we have with us. And with that feeling, we can always have that proper mind frame and peace of mind to grow together with ourselves and our families. And be able to tremendous Siyata Shemai.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.